It's all connected.
March 15, 2021, with the It's All Connected show. When I say we, I mean myself, Grimner, and my lovely co-host,
Cirque. So, are you in summer then now?
Summer? No, it would be almost spring. Spring starts in like 5 days.
But isn't it summer? Didn't you just go into summertime?
No, it's going to be starting spring. How would I be in summer? I mean, I know our times are a little different, but we're not 3 months off.
Yeah.
You
call it summertime and wintertime, though, right?
No. What?
When you change the clocks? Didn't you change the clock?
Yeah, the clocks change in the fall to normal time, and then in the spring, well, almost spring, to daylight savings time, which... I don't know if it's actually saving any daylight. Do you see any daylight being saved?
Here we call it summertime and wintertime.
Oh. No, we call it standard time and daylight saving time here.
Okay.
Yeah, so... Yeah. No. Well. Anyway, folks, today this is episode 34 of the It's All Connected program, and it's entitled Expectations... lead to disappointments.
Ooh.
Which you probably have all experienced at some point or another within your lives, you know. Yeah, they're in Sprinter in Wisconsin. That's somewhere between spring and winter. Sprinter.
I'm in spring. It's just nature hasn't really caught up yet. We were almost there. I thought we had an agreement about it, and then it started snowing.
And who is this we?
Me and nature.
Oh, so you talked to Mother Nature.
I thought we had a talk, and I was like, are we doing spring yet? And all the flowers are here, and she said, yes, we are, and she lied. We got snow. This weekend, we had snow.
Well, I thought we might get some snow this weekend, because Colorado is getting so bombarded, and they're, you know, just on the northern border here. But they did not, it did not come down here.
No, it's too warm for the snow to stick, so it's kind of like, just mud.
Yeah, I'm looking at the thing here, 54 degrees, Fahrenheit, which,
yeah.
I don't know what that is to you Celsius folk.
I think Flash taught me to, deduct 30. And take half, I think.
32.
So 54 would be...
32 times 5 ninths. minus 32 times 5 ninths. Anyway, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's about 10 degrees C.
Okay.
10, yeah. 11, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So,
but the spring flowers are all here, and the trees are all with green buds. And so spring is here.
I like green buds.
Me too.
Big.
It's about, we have to start planning what we're going to grow next year.
Big, smelly, green buds.
Yes.
Oh, did I mention, by the way, that we are live on reallibertymedia.com and rlmradio.xyz. So, yeah.
You are an XYZ kind of guy.
I am. That's the end of it, right? XYZ.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, that's the end of it.
Well, that's the end of it, at least the alphabet that we presently use.
Not here. I got three more letters to go.
You do not. You guys do have some strange letters over there. I've seen some of
them.
Yeah,
we got A, R, O.
I've seen them typed into the chat. You get those weird letters. And, you know, speaking of weird letters, for example, Canada, and probably some other places, you know, they use, if instead of using the letter Z, they say Zed.
Dead?
Zed.
Dead.
Zed. So, I don't know. Them Canucks are weirdos.
C, the letter C, you know, as in the last XYZ, right?
Yeah, right, Z.
And the W, we don't even have those sounds in our language.
See, who's the weirdo now?
You are.
Oh, boy.
The only way we have, like, Z is for zoo. Because, you know.
What about zebra?
Okay, that's true. That's a Z, too.
All right. Never mind. So you have a Z. So don't.
Yeah, but we don't really have the sound for it.
Okay.
And W, I can't even say that, man.
You just did.
Yeah, but the sound it makes.
So you can't say what?
I can, but then if I have to say B and W right up against each other, I get fucked.
So you've never had a VW?
Yeah, I can have a VW, but I wouldn't be able to say blah, blah.
All right.
I can say vest. I can say he put on a vest.
A white
but
vest.
But if I have to, oh, yeah. I can do white, but the white vest is really difficult, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, we only have the B, the hard B.
But you guys got some weird sounds. I mean, you know, all those Germanic languages have weird sounds.
Yeah, we have more tongue twisters. I would say that you would find it more difficult to do the tongue twisters we do than I have a difficulty with yours.
So,
because we got a whole sound that you don't do.
So tell me this: do your when people are talking, I mean, do they always sound angry?
Do I sound angry?
No. But I mean, listening to people talk in German or Dutch or you know, Danish, you sound angry. It sounds like an angry language.
Yeah, I would say Danish more than Swedish and Norwegian would, or definitely uglier.
Yeah, it's like you know, like a Klingon or something.
Yeah, because because that's, you know, we got that sound, the ch, kol, like you couldn't say kol, right?
Say what?
Yeah, that's porridge. Porridge, Danish for porridge is kol.
It sounds like you're choking on something.
I know, exactly. Because we used the whole mouth and the throat, too. And those are sounds I don't think Americans can do.
No, we don't do that. Because, like I said, it sounds like there's something wrong in your mouth there.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so the topic of today... Now that we've rambled off onto the weirdnesses of languages and other such things, expectations lead to disappointments, which is true, and I found that to be true throughout my life. If you expect, quiet flash, if you expect something, there is a probability, to whatever degree, that you may not get whatever it is you were expecting. However,
more particular your expectations becomes, right?
Right, right.
The more difficult it is for the world to meet them, though.
Or whatever, you know, whatever the world or individuals or whoever. You know, it could be anything. You may expect when you walk out to the garage to start your car, it's going to start. But it might not. so then you get angry, but see, and that's the expectations leading to disappointments there.
Yeah, but do you get happy every time it starts, though?
Yes.
Do you do a little happy dance? Ooh, it started again.
You just kind of wiggle around in your driver's seat. Woohoo! I'm going to wherever I'm going. Yeah. See, so most recently here in the U.S. of A., they've decided to go, down that toll socialist path and give everybody, well, not everybody, apparently, but most people, apparently, are supposed to get some money, cash,
yes,
handed to them for free from the government. Now, not everybody is going to get that. For example, when they were going to give out $600 a few months back, I didn't get it. I didn't really expect it, although I had kind of an idea that I might get it because I got the previous $1,200 one back last about a year ago. And so I kind of thought maybe I'd get it, but I didn't really fully, totally expect it because I don't trust government. And so I know if they can screw you over, they will. And for me, that was one of their little screw-overs. Was for everybody else, apparently, to get the $600 but me. So this time when they say you're going to get $1,400 if you made less than, I think, $75,000 a year or whatever, which I made much less than that, like zero. So I don't really expect to get it. I'd like to.
No.
I'd like to. I mean, since what they're doing is going to drive up the cost of everything by a tremendous amount, and I do expect that to happen.
Did you expect that Denmark did that?
Did
just
they?
Gave money to people because of COVID?
No, I mean, I would think they always gave money to everybody because you're a socialist country.
They don't. And we didn't get no stimulus checks whatsoever.
So you're not stimulated at all?
No. There's not even been a talk about just handing people money.
Oh, okay.
But then not a lot of people lost their jobs during this.
Yeah, you guys didn't go into full shutdown like they did here, right?
No, and instead of giving stimulus checks to the people, they used most of the corona stimulus to pay the companies to keep their employees and keep paying out salary.
Good. What about?
So the only ones who got something, they got like $200. And those were the ones who are on welfare of some sort.
How much is that in like kroner? You get paid in kroner, right?
1,000 kroners.
1,000 kroners. See,
which was $200.
Yeah, but 1,000 kroners sounds a lot better than $200.
And they gave those to the poorest people who are on welfare.
Okay. And what about the poor people that aren't on welfare?
Well, if they had a low income. No, they didn't get anything. You had to be on welfare.
Yeah. See, if you're not already on the dole, you're screwed.
You're not getting anything. No.
But those people probably didn't expect anything.
No. No.
So they were just fine. They were happy. I expected nothing, and I got nothing, so hooray.
Yeah, it started. Okay, what happened last year was that the EU changed our vacation laws.
You have vacation laws?
Danish vacation.
There's laws about when you can take vacation?
No, how much?
Oh.
5 weeks a year paid vacation is mandated.
Yep. See, Vinny's in the same boat I am. He may or may not get the $1,400. Did not get the $1,200, just like me. And did wait? No, wait. I got the $1,200. I didn't get the $600. He's almost like me. Well, he's a little different than everybody. But
not just because you called it socialist, right?
Well, you are. You're a socialist country, right?
Yeah, well, you said the stimulus thing was a socialist, and you always call us a socialist. We're not, though.
You're not. What
are
you?
We're not a socialist. No more than anybody else.
No, but I know, but don't you call yourself a socialist country?
No, we don't.
What do you call yourself?
We're a democratic monarchy.
Which sounds like an oxymoron.
However socialist it is, well, of course, we do have a welfare state. and we have taxes. And per definition, isn't that what constitutes socialism?
I guess. I mean, the U.S. has all that, too. It's definitely a welfare state. And there's taxes, lots of taxes. And the taxes on everything, and then the taxes on the taxes. The taxes never end, man. It's crazy.
They would do the same here, Vinny.
Yeah.
Take their own money, their debt first. But the whole thing is that here, whenever they start talking about the, because they were at some point, they had some of the parties were going out and saying, oh, the event and experience industry is having a really hard time. Well, duh, they closed down everything.
Yeah,
so
all the venues, then nobody can,
No, they closed out all the parks and all the museums and all the. So, of course, they're having a hard time. And some political party went out and said, we should do like an event stimulus. So everybody in Denmark gets like $400 as a gift certificate they can go spend on experiences to support the experience industry, right? Yeah, that's a big thing. We call it the event and experience industry or economy in Denmark. It's all the hotels, all the museums, theaters, cinemas, all that, right?
Right.
They took a big beating. That whole line of business took a big beating. So they wanted to give people these gift certificates so they could, start stimulating that line of business. And other people were going, but it's not because we can't afford it. It's because you closed it. I mean.
Right, I think like the whole restaurant industry here just got devastated. And so many of those restaurants, they will never be going back into business again.
So these people, suggested that every citizen would get $400 as a gift certificate they could use in restaurants, cafes, hotels, museums, parks, amusement parks, all that. And they thought it was a good idea.
So you can't use that for like hookers and blow.
I don't know. They never got to it because reality kind of caught up with them and said, yeah, but the problem isn't that people can't afford to go to eat. It's because you closed all the restaurants.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah. So tell me this now, since we're talking about expectations and disappointments.
Yes.
There in your personal life.
Yes.
Do you have like certain expectations of things your husband might do?
No. No.
No expectations at all.
No.
Wow.
I really try not to.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I figured that out a long time ago, even before I met my husband. I figured that out, that the less expectations and the more of my expectations that I can put on myself, the more happy I will be and the less depending on others to do as I want them to do to make me happy.
Okay.
And so, that makes a lot easier life.
So you don't like expect them to take out the trash or mow the lawn or whatever.
No.
I don't know. I don't know what your household setup is, but.
No. No, I don't.
Okay.
Right. No. If the trash or if I think the trash needed to be taken out, I would probably just lift it up and take it out.
That's good.
Or I would ask him, if I really didn't feel like putting on shoes and he already had shoes, I would say,
go do this.
Want to do this?
Do it now. Oh.
Have you met my husband? Yeah, you have. How would you think that
would personally.
Work?
not personally. Well, how about this? Your dog goes out to crap in the yard, right?
Yeah.
So you expect him... not to crap on the not to crap on the carpet.
Yes, that I do.
Okay, so there's an expectation that you could be disappointed by.
I would not be angry. I think.
No. I only said disappointed.
Yeah.
I didn't say. that you would
I
be
don't
angry.
Know. The few times I woke up to Hannah pooping on the carpet, it was because she was ill. And I felt more empathy and awe, baby, how can we help you? And then I felt disappointed.
Okay.
But I do get disappointed, though.
Sure.
Many, all the time.
All right.
Like, this weekend, what didn't we expect? You know, I was expecting spring, and suddenly it starts snowing.
Yeah, you can't trust Mother Nature, you know?
She's
fickle. She's very fickle. And so, yeah. If you're expecting nature to do what you think it will, then be ready to be disappointed.
Do you expect people on... Hey, Donna, that's really, you know... kind of fun to do the whole We Hate Flash thing, but could you not do it on when I'm on the radio?
Wait, how's that We Hate Flash? He's just saying a joke there.
I don't know. Now he's in Jackass. He poops on the carpet. I'm not feeling the love.
All right. I just thought she was being funny. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I should just zoom out.
Zoom out, yeah.
And not expect people to be nice to each other, eh?
Well, you know, that's quite the expectation. And even if they are being nice to each other, doesn't mean they're really meaning what they're saying.
No. That's true. I do tend to get disappointed at that, though. I do tend to expect people to be nice to each other. I know it's my problem. I'm the one who's, you know. Is in friction with what is.
And for those of you listening back to this later on as a podcast and you're wondering, what the hell are you guys talking about? We have a chat room here. And people in
come over and trash talk each other.
People in the chat here talk back and forth, you know. It's a good time generally. Not every, always.
Yeah. But there is love, tons of love in the chat in RLM.
Oh, sure there is, absolutely.
Yeah.
And a lot of the things that you see is like, you know, dissing somebody else. They're just having a good time. It's just, you know, I don't know. I mean, you're a female, so you probably didn't hang out.
I am a sensitive little flower.
Yes.
A snowflake.
Guys, when they get together, they diss each other.
Some guys do, and some girls do.
All right, well, the ones that I always hung out with, we always had fun making fun of each other. We'd cap on each other big time.
Did you ever do, like, practical jokes?
Sure.
Because the crew I used to hang with, they were big on that.
Yeah.
You know, to the degree where it was like, one dude, he lived on the fifth floor, right?
Oh.
In an apartment on the fifth floor, and every day somebody, for years, every day somebody would go by his house and put a toothpick in his dorm phone, right?
In his what?
Do you know, I don't know, but he had one of those where you're on the street, you can buzz. And then his phone would ring upstairs, and he would take it and go, yeah, who's that? And you would say, it's me, dude. And he would let you in, right?
Oh, so intercom.
Yeah. So what they do is they take a toothpick, break it apart, and put it in his buzzer.
Okay.
So up in his apartment, it would go bah! Forever until he ran all the way down from flip floor and took out the toothpick and all the way up again to fifth floor. And they do this with the same guy for, like, sometimes two or three times a day, but at least once a day for years.
Yeah. Well, he should have got him back. He should have, like, wired the thing, the buzzer, so that if somebody pushed it, they would get a zap.
Yeah. So, but his problem was, right, he lacked a little bit of FOMO. So he couldn't just turn it off, because then if somebody came and rang, he wouldn't hear it, and he couldn't live with the idea of not knowing if somebody had rang his door.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'd have been fine with that. Yep, nobody's ringing the door. I'm good.
Exactly. You just disconnect the one, right? Well, they did a lot of practical jokes.
That's good. That's good. That's always fun. Yeah.
They kept another dude. They stole his bike all the time.
Yeah.
He was really fond of his bike, and they just kept stealing it and putting it on roofs, hanging it from flagpoles, putting it on on big tall buildings, hanging it out from stuff, and just
Well, there's a point there. There's a crossover point when you go from being having a good time to being cruel. Which a little bit of cruelty is okay, but you know, in that kind of thing. But yeah, so you know, people here in the chat they do that too. They you know banter back and forth, and some of it sounds a little mean, but it's not really.
I'm the sensitive one. I'm perfectly aware of that.
Yes. Yes,
I like to keep it that way, though.
You are the delicate flower.
Yeah, I choose to be.
Yeah.
I like to live in a world that's a bit more fluffy and happy.
Which is interesting, coming from your previous life, I guess I should say, when you were like, you know, kind of a goth punk person that, you know, those... You know, that group can
I was always fighting for something back then.
But that kind of group can get a little rough with each other.
Yeah.
You know, punks like to have fun.
Yeah.
Like, and some of that fun comes at the expense of others.
Yeah. One time we set a couch on fire and it gave birth to a drunk Swede. Really.
Okay. We really
yeah, and apparently it was a sleep couch where you could, couch that you could turn into a bed.
A pull out.
Yeah. So he fell asleep on it, and somehow it turned and twisted, so he ended up underneath, you know, inside the couch. And about an hour later, we came out from this big punk concert, and we just, you know, wanted to make a fire in some park, and we saw that couch, and we dragged it over, and we set it on fire. And then it started coughing, and we were like, what? And then we saw this, started banging, and suddenly this really drunk Swede came out of the couch, which was on fire. He was coughing, and
I'll bet.
Yeah, he didn't.
So, yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
He didn't wake up.
He did
up.
Not expect that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's amazing. He did not wake up while you were moving the sofa.
Yeah. Because we weren't gentle.
Oh, boy.
Well, some of those punks, you know, some of those, they traveled. You know, there were people were in the where I used to go to concerts and stuff. People came from all over. There were American punks, too.
Sure.
Traveled with bands over here, but mainly like Germany, Greece, France, UK, Sweden and Norway. So they pretty much, when they came to Denmark, they like partied for days. Before crashing somewhere for 2 days and then taking a train home or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So a Swede like that, he could have been drunk for 2-3 days. Just finally crashed on the couch.
I bet you that sobered him up a bit.
He was really angry. I remember him being really angry.
Oh.
I think he said we were trying to kill him.
Well, you set the thing he was in on fire, so I mean, I could understand how he would think that.
Yeah. We did not expect it. It wasn't a disappointment, though.
An amusement? Yes. Yes.
Yeah. But it's true. Yeah. We didn't stop and then cared for him and nurture him back then. No. We kind of laughed at him. And then we passed the joint to him, right? That's the only thing you can do, isn't it?
Sure.
Yeah.
See, Vinny has a little different idea here in the chat. of expectations, because apparently pulling a nose hair somehow is a disappointment. I'm not really sure. I guess maybe if you're pulling a nose hair and the hair slips out of your fingers, then you're disappointed you didn't pull it. I guess.
See, okay, Donna, I did not mean it for anything. There's no butt hurt or no nothing. It's just, I don't really like all the argument and fighting. And it distracts the fuck out of me, and it kind of makes me sad.
Yeah.
That was just my whole point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Flash, he's a tough guy. He can take it.
I know, but I might not be.
Well, yeah, you're not a tough guy.
No.
See, he's good. He don't care. You know, he's all right.
Yeah.
He's from.
Yeah, I'm sure life goes on.
He's from the States. He understands how people are here.
Well, I don't think it's a Danish thing, because Danes are pretty tough to each other, too.
Are they?
Yeah. You know, once sarcasm starts running in for Danes, it kind of goes. I am more of the more sensitive people in Denmark, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the concept, I think, is what we're trying to get to here is...
Expect.
Don't expect nothing. And when something happens, then if it's good, you'll be greatly pleased by that. You didn't expect to, you know, win some prize or solve some puzzle or get paid a bonus at your work or whatever, and you got it. So your lack of expectations made you much more happy than if you say you were at that work and expecting that bonus and thinking the bonus is going to be X amount, but it was X minus Y amount, and so you were displeased because you expected X amount. Which, of course, unless you contracted for that bonus, and then it was, you know, that's a different story.
Because I think Moose made a valid point earlier.
Okay.
That there are... but I did, she used another word, that there are like expectations that are, you know, perfectly normal that we're supposed to have, right? Like the car.
Right, or the sun.
Normal expectations.
You expect the sun to come up in the morning.
Yeah.
If that didn't happen.
Or if you expect that if you made an agreement with somebody that you hold in high standards, that they will come through on it, right?
Yeah, you do, but doesn't always happen. No matter you know how good of a person that is, or you hold whatever standards you hold them in, it doesn't always happen. You know.
Do you get happy when you then get when you set low or negative expectations and then you get met in it? Does that lead to some kind of happiness or satisfaction?
Sure.
Like if you expect politicians to be corrupt, and every time you see a politician that are corrupt, you kind of can check mark it. But I don't know if it leaves me with a satisfaction. I still get a little bit angry.
Oh, yeah, I'm disgusted by him. But to point out one politician that is not corrupt.
You can't.
Yeah, it's not possible.
they chose to spend their life getting paid to make rules for others.
And they all suck. They all suck.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, earlier over there on the Twitter, I was reading an article, well, not an article, a post there that says Microsoft is releasing... .NET 6 preview 2, and there's not going to be any UI for it, no graphical UI, and it to me it's like, why do you take something that's working fine, working perfect, .NET 5, and screw it, and then release it as like it's an upgrade or an improvement? Now, I expect Microsoft to screw shit up and then release it as an upgrade, just like from Windows 7 to Windows 10. They really, you know, screwed the pooch on that one by putting in all this extra spy crap that monitors and tracks everything you do. And, of course, I know that they're going to screw up their programming languages and interfaces because I've worked with them throughout the years. And I've seen what they do. They take something that's working awesome, and they take away good features, and they put in crap that helps nobody do anything productive. So I you know, from Microsoft, I do have expectations. My expectations is they're going to screw shit up. They always do. They always do. So so if they came out with something that was awesome, an awesome product, and I was expecting them to just screw some stuff up again, I'd be pleasantly surprised. I would be happy on that. And I might even use that product, which is, you know, it seems like a very slim chance. But to me, it's that kind of thing. Okay, let's take last week. Last week, I totally screwed up a computer, one of my computers.
You did?
Because I was expecting, I have this little Linux box off to the side where my bots, Vanna and WeatherDork, hang out. And I was going to upgrade it from Mint 19.3 to Mint 20, which was, you know, suggested and promoted as a good thing. But when I did, certain things no longer worked properly.
Ew.
Okay, but prior to doing the upgrade, I did what they call a time shift, which is basically a snapshot of your system at whatever point. It doesn't have to be prior to an upgrade. It can be whenever. So I did the snapshot of the system. And so after I didn't like the way that Mint 20 was running, I said, fine, I'll just restore the snapshot. And so I started doing that. And, it goes into a window and says, okay, don't do anything. Don't touch nothing. Leave the computer alone until we're done here. And it'll automatically reboot, and you'll be back to where you were after this. So I go away for a while, do whatever stuff around the house. And then I come back in here, and the computer is sitting at a little bash prompt, basically saying, you got no OS, buddy. You're screwed.
Oh, wow.
So at some point during the restore of the snapshot, which I could no longer get to since the OS is no longer there.
No.
Yeah, it was totally hosed.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to restore. I had to reinstall 19.3 from scratch.
Wow. And then get all your things to work with it.
Yeah, well, no, you know.
You tweak a lot, don't you?
I do.
You're a tweaker.
Not the meth kinds. I'm not a meth tweaker.
No. the real kind.
Those tweakers are totally different.
The real kind.
Yeah. So anyway, I put that back in, and I had backed up a bunch of stuff on a USB flash drive, everything that I really needed. Most things that I really needed. Some of the stuff I backed up to the flash drive didn't make it over there for whatever reason, but whatever. I got it back up and going within a couple of days, back to where it was, more or less. So I expect...
So we now don't have the original Vanna White?
You have a copy of a copy.
Oh.
She's a clone, a cloned Vanna.
She's cloned.
And a cloned weather dork.
And Barman too?
No. Barman's on a different machine.
Okay, Barman is the original.
Yeah. Barman's out there in the living room. Vanna and the weather dork are sitting right next to me.
Mm.
Barman don't like to be bothered with all my daily stuff, you know.
So you expected it to do one thing, and then it screwed you over.
It did, and I was disappointed. I was expecting it to work as stated, and no. So it was a double no, because I expected the new version to work and I let out all my stuff work, and it said, yeah, not going to happen.
Yeah.
So I said, fine, I'll restore this. And so I expected that restore to work, and yeah, nope.
Nope.
Sorry.
Nope.
You got bung holioed.
So did you get angry too?
No.
No.
I mean, I do have also expectations that things will break when you're making, you know, it's a fairly major change, changing out your operating system.
I would have gotten angry though.
Yeah, well, most people do, but it's not good to be frustrated or angry. You just take it.
No,
for
it isn't.
You just take it for what it is and move along. And I mean, how's angry going to help you get back to where you were?
I figured that out after being angry at it for about 10 minutes. Then I go, wait, you just wasted another 10 minutes just being angry.
Yeah, all that energy.
And all the animals left my room, and my husband won't talk to me. And okay. Then after 10 minutes, I go, okay. Well, now I'm just going to try to fix the problem instead of being angry then. See, you don't waste those 10 minutes. You just go directly to reasoning.
Yeah, well, it's okay.
Yeah.
I need this to do what I wanted it to. It's not doing it. What do I do to make it do what I want?
Yeah.
That's the beginning and end of it, and then I do it.
Yeah. I want to be you when I grow up.
Really? Are you
yeah,
sure?
I want to be, well, not all of you. I just want that part of you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to put you in, do a Frankenstein shirk adult.
All right. Well, I'm sure I'm going to die well before you, so you can, you know, take my body and
find that I don't give a fuck, I don't get angry part.
Yeah, use it for scientific experimentation.
Good. Yes. I don't know. I think that's fascinating, Grimnir.
What is?
People who don't get angry.
Oh, well, I get angry. Well, yeah, you see, when I was a little kid, I was angry at most stuff when I was living with my family at their house.
Yeah.
They just pissed me off all the time, and I had, apparently, according to them, quite a temper.
I think I can see that.
Yeah, so... And I don't know when that went away. Probably when I started smoking weed. I think there's a direct correlation between being high and not being happy and not being mad at stuff for no reason.
Do you think you lowered your expectations back then too?
I think the expectations got lowered just living life, you know. And you see things should be a certain way according to what's in your brain and the logic of things, and they're not. And so after a while, you realize, well, I may want this, that, and the other thing, but I ain't getting it, or it's not going to work that way, you know. So how is it helping me to be angry or frustrated over these kind of things? It's not. And
no, you just found a way to use that energy to either solve problems, learn and understand, or get away from it, right? Instead of getting angry and meh.
Yeah, I guess so. But you're pretty good. You go out and you do all your gardening and, you know, stuff with nature, walking the dog on the beach. Now, I can say you probably... Even though I think you told me you didn't, but you probably got very angry when Hannah yanked out your fingers.
No, I didn't.
You didn't get angry?
No.
Okay.
No, I got more in a... first thought was, should I cry? And then there's nobody here, so what's the point? And then I went, I gotta go home.
Yeah, well, you know, like, you know, sometimes if I do something that turns out to be very stupid, I might get angry at myself, but not angry at whatever it is that I'm working with, or, you know, that, 'cause it's not the fault of that thing, whatever that is. It's my own fault for being for doing something stupid that I didn't need to do.
No, I know. But it's like with expectations, right? It, that, you know, some on, you know, some online shops, right? They piss me off to a degree where I just lose it.
It's a what kind of shop? Online?
If you go online, and there are some of those
online,
web shops.
Online, okay.
Where they have, first of all, they have so much marketing automation intelligence on their web shops.
Right.
That every time you move your mouse, they recalculate and everything fucks up, and it just drives their performance down, and it drives me bonkers to be a part of that, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They can get way too predictive, and they're and there's no need for that because
too dynamic, man.
But for a programmer, it's fun.
I understand that, and for the algorithms they can sell all the data to and all that, it's great fun too.
Yeah,
but it pisses me off to sit on a website. Some web shops piss me off. Yeah. I can go all where I see red. And I write a long email to them and bitch at their website.
And then, so you spend all this time writing this long email and they get...
No, sometimes I do. I just go nuts.
And they receive that email in their inbox and they go, click, delete.
Probably. Like another thing, right? If you have to... I want a certain... Okay, like... some stores, they will have to where you choose the delivery or where you're going to go get it after you chose the which content you want.
Right.
And then sometimes it isn't there. You can't match the one you want with all of your groceries. Where, okay, could we have started there? Could we have started where I want this delivered and then you could show me what I can get?
Yeah.
Don't you see the way I have to go back and forth and back? It's like drives me insane. It drives me buggy.
Yeah, I can see that.
I expect better from web shops.
Now, see, Donna posted a quote here in the chat that says, "Your anger is a gift," and that's from Zach De La Rocha, who I don't know him, and I don't know why I would trust this person that I've never heard of to believe his comment that your anger is a gift.
I think it depends on how you use it and what you do with it. Because there's some part of me that definitely agrees with that.
What?
Anger is usually a reaction that you feel when something is wrong. Especially when something is unjust or... dishonest, or it just isn't good enough. Just, you know.
Yeah.
That's usually what sparks anger in people. Then what you do with it, if you just explode it all over the world, you just... Well, to me at least, if I just explode my anger, it isn't there.
Right.
And I can't use it for anything, so I'm really working on not exploding my anger.
Oh, okay, that's who this guy is. He's the vocalist for Rage Against the Machine. Thanks, guys. There in the chat, Kate, Donna. Yeah, despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in a cage. Oh, wait, that's not them. That's the Smashing Pumpkins. But either way, that's true, because no matter how mad you are, it's probably not really going to change anything unless you take some action. Of course, then it's maybe the anger driving the action to achieve the change, which may or may not happen. So, yeah.
Yeah. And then maybe, well, I would say for me at least.
Yeah.
Dealing with, you know. I believe that I have a I don't think you have. I have a profound nature that's driven by anger, right?
You do.
Yes.
Even
but
though
even though
you're a delicate flower, you have a personality of anger.
Yeah, I do. Anger is my first go-to feeling if something isn't right.
Okay. And
I go angry. So, and then I react.
So you're telling me Flash has no bruises?
No, he doesn't.
That were inflicted by you?
No.
Because you're angry. But, you got to hit something. You got to punch a wall.
But I figured out that because I don't want to live my whole life just being angry, though, right?
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. I was for a long time. I was fighting the whole world for all that is good, right?
Yeah. And did
lying to everything, just driven by this idealistic cause, blinded.
And did all of that make any actual change, beneficial change?
I would say no.
Yeah.
I would say no. I would say, well, it did at a very local, if you go very local, it did.
Very local, like inside your house.
No, I helped build a park in a night. That's one of my achievements as an activist.
Oh, that's cool.
So I was part of the guerrilla gardening and urban, urban gardening movement in Copenhagen. And the part of Copenhagen where I used to live didn't have any parks back then. That was in the 90s.
Okay.
And it had a big lot that was privately owned by a company that kept saying they wanted to build a big-ass building and there were no parks. And it's just been standing there abandoned and we didn't have any parks. So in one night, me and more than 1,000 other people built a park in one night.
That's a lot.
On that private piece of property.
That's a lot of people working together.
But we built a park.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's a lot of people.
Benches
working.
And fences. Yeah, yeah. Fences and benches and grass areas, flowers. We built a whole fence out of old bicycle wrecks that we found. Everybody just, have bicycles and stuff. And that park was there for, 8 or 10 years because already from the day after, it was one of the most used parks in Copenhagen.
That's awesome.
Because there were no parks there. Yeah. And then the company said, well, it's our property. They squatted it. We're going to build something at some point, and we really want it back. And people protected it. And then the city went and said, okay, we got to lease it from you then. It's a park, we guess.
We guess. It looks like a park, and it smells like a park, but...
People use it as a park. And so that was kind of neat, though. That became something.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's a terrific thing, and you did. But that was, you weren't angry that there wasn't a park there. You just wanted to be there.
No, I also did other stuff because I was angry that there were no parks.
Oh, okay.
That everything was gray and urban, and there were no trees and nowhere to be, and nothing that was living and organic.
Okay.
We stopped the traffic every Friday. For years.
Why?
With music. Because the cars can't dance. And streets are supposed to be for dancing.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
I did not. I thought they were for, traveling.
No. Because back then, I didn't want... the part of Copenhagen I was living in, we tried to get rid of the cars there. And a couple of years later, they almost succeeded. They had 2 years where it was car-free area, that whole part of Copenhagen, where you could only drive a car in if you were a bus or you were delivering groceries. No other cars.
Wow. Okay. So I have a car, and I expect to keep my car. I expect to be able to drive down the road. Then we got these damn punks down there blocking the road with these dancing...
Yep.
So I expect to be able to drive, and I can't. So now I'm now I'm disappointed. This young wild girl and her friends are out there making a mess of stuff.
Yep. It's called reclaimed streets.
Reclaims. Well, see, but the streets weren't there prior to cars, right? So.
No, it's the old Antifa thing.
No, I know, but I'm saying that you can't reclaim something that didn't exist prior to it being put there for a reason.
No, but so why don't, why, this is the logic we were in. Why shouldn't we be able to use the streets as much as the cars can? Why do they win the use of all that?
I don't know. Why don't you use a sidewalk for dancing?
It's not enough room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was the whole point. We are more people without cars. Why should they have all this space? Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Greta would have been proud of me, though.
I doubt it. She seems like a very angry person. She's always scowling and yelling at people and I think it's all just an act anyway. I don't believe any of her crap.
No.
But yeah, I mean, I can understand the use of today. Coming up, growing up and looking at what the, I mean, when I was a teenager and I'm looking at the state of the world and crap going on, it's just like, what the hell? This world's not going to even, it won't even be around by the time I'm 30. But of course, I passed that a while back.
I'm just going to say, it doesn't surprise me that an Illuminati puppet like Greta comes out of Sweden.
Yeah, no, of course not.
That does not surprise me.
Yeah, they,
Yeah, poor girl, though.
I guess, you know, she's a tool, and she's being utilized for this globalist agenda. You know, you could just look at that, what's his name, Klaus something or the other.
I found an interesting article. I'll find it for you. But what it was saying was that the world, the Western world, has pretty much been closed down for a year now, right?
Yeah.
So whatever these climate politicians, they wanted to achieve with all their bullshit, right?
Right.
Has pretty much been the whatever we had the last year. So we should be able to see a very positive change on the global warming and the climate change, shouldn't we?
You would think, but apparently not.
Well, we don't.
The world's still ending in 9 years or whatever. Yeah, thanks. That's it, Moose. Thanks. It's Klaus Anal Schwab.
Anal Schwab.
You know, because China. Anyway, we're out of time, folks. Or pretty much. Thanks for listening to us.
Yeah. I wrote about 2 hours ago, I wrote, this is going to be a disappointment, one long hour disappointment.
Was it? Were you disappointed by this hour?
I don't know. Well, I figured it was, you know, if we started that way.
Oh, I thought this was a great conversation.
Did you meet what your expectation was?
I didn't really have an expectation, but I think it was a great conversation we had.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, you know, we always have fun talking and so.
And a great audience. And,
yeah, the audience is freaking awesome, man. RLM. You know, you RLM people are just the freaking best.
And, weirdos.
Yeah, you're the best weirdos in the world. Anyway, let's see what's coming up this week. Thursday, barring any technical issues, myself and the Moose Girl will be on at 7 p.m. Eastern with Free Your Mind.
Free Your Mind.
And then on Friday is Vincent Easley. It was American Dissonance at 1 p.m. Eastern. And then Saturday is the Redneck Dentist. And he comes
on to your teeth in your
head. He's on at 5 p.m. Eastern. He's been doing some pretty good shows. I like Redneck Dennis. He's all right, man. Then Sunday's the big day, of course. You got me with the blues in the morning, Hal with Behind the Woodshed in the afternoon, and then Gary Ellen and Gigi's Boo doing the top 10 countdown. I imagine they'll either do 1940 or 41. I don't know. They did like 36, 37, 38, 39, and then this last week was the best of the 40s. So I don't know where he's going to go with that, but I imagine it'll be interesting. He plays, you know, it's that old time in music, and I kind of dig some of that.
It's those kind of triggeries that will keep you from expecting stuff, right?
That's right. We don't know what to expect. It'll just go.
And I can be pleasantly surprised.
Absolutely. Anyway, thanks all so much for tuning in and being part of Real Liberty Media. And I guess that's it. You got anything else?
No.
No? Okay.
I don't know. Expect nothing.
Expect nothing. That's always the best.
Yeah.
Have a great week, everybody.
Yeah, have a great week. And enjoy the shows.
Yeah. Peace.
Peace.